Hi, welcome back to Reptile Discoveries. As you should know me by now, my name is Simon, the owner of Reptile Discoveries. On today's show, it's going to be quite random. In a week, I decided to get Sophie a dog. It's a family dog, and it's when I'm away. It's a little bit of protection for her. His name's Blue. If you want to see what he is, check out on Facebook or Instagram. We've got photos of him up on there. I have got later in the month, I'm picking up a new animal. Go onto Facebook. I have put a thing up saying what type of animal it, guess what animal it is. Things are looking up for us. Looking into moving completely now. So I can get, not loads more animals, but get a couple more animals later in the year or maybe next year. But so far this year, we've got a dog. I've got a couple of spiders. About 2 weeks ago. And obviously, now I'll be getting one more animal. I think that'll be it for this year because I've got, this year, over 50 tarantulas, and that's quite a lot. Which is quite a lot of tarantulas, but obviously now where I'm looking to move, a lot more. We have had a couple houses that's come up, but we couldn't get them for whatever reason. They wouldn't tell us. It's more credit scores and everything like that. But now we're on a positive side. We know what we're doing. We know where we want to move. And we're going to go from there. Yeah, going back to Blue, Sophie's so in love with this dog. He's a rescue dog from the RSPCA. It took about a week or just under a week to get him because I had to come out and have a look at the garden and everything. But everyone was all happy, so we got him a week, well, 4 days after I came out to look at the garden. And I was very happy with it all. Going back to reptiles now, as I was saying, in the next, the end of this month, I'm getting a new animal. Keep your eyes out, guys. I will be doing a podcast on this animal at the end of the month, telling you what it is and everything else. I have got, in about 4 months, 4 to 6 months, I'm looking into getting a shop. I'm dead excited over this. I've got ideas what I want, but I need to see the shop to get in my head how I can sort this shop around. It's not going to be a normal shop, as you guys know, that I'm really big into my animals. So I'm not going to really sell them. My plan is to open up a shop, so it's a zoo. And if it's an upstairs or a cellar, big enough, I want to transform that into a breeding thing so you guys can buy the animals off of line. If my zoo gets big enough, I want to open up a shop next door to it. So it's a more of a pet shop, but it's just vivariums and selling my animals, what I breed. But that's in a later day. I've got all plans in my head. I know exactly what I'm going to do. Sophie can't really keep up with me. It's quite funny because where I store it in my head and don't really tell her much until I say, boom. I want this done, I need this, I need that. And she's like, how do you think of it? But it's months and months of thinking about stuff and make sure it's possible to do. There is exciting times. We have reached nearly 3,000 followers on Facebook. So thank you to each and one of you for following me. That is a massive amount, definitely on Facebook. Thank you to you all. I am hoping we have get more followers on all my social medias very soon. On Instagram, we're slowly getting there. We're over 1,000. We've been over 1,000 for quite a while now. And we get one or two new followers each day. I don't really post much on there. Only on daily, about one or two videos a day. Because, well, I've got loads more other things like all my animals and all the other social medias where I have to upload on a daily basis. I like to do 1 to 2 times a day. If it's my days off and I've got loads of what I'm doing that day, I'll post more than one thing to make sure I've got enough content for the rest of the week as well. So I'm always doing content, taking pictures and stuff like that on a daily basis and upload the day after or a couple of days after. Yeah, what would be shop and the zoo I can't wait to do. Obviously, oh, welcome in, Sophie.
Hi, hi everyone.
I was just saying to everyone about the shop and the zoo, what I want to start to look into in the next 4 to 6 months' time.
Oh, yeah. It'd be better when you've got a shop, won't it?
Yeah. I was telling everyone how happy you are as well with Blue.
Yes, Blue is, well, he's a bit mischievous sometimes.
I didn't tell him what breed he was. I thought I'd leave it all down to you because how much you love the dog.
He's a Lurcher Cross. He's crossed with, is it a Great Dane?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he's quite mischievous. He's alright. He is quite good. He's just more energetic and bouncy, isn't he?
Yeah, we're definitely on our toes with the dog. More than anything else, really.
Yeah. He's fine. He's just on a walk, he'll try and jump up at people, or he'll go into people's gardens.
Or he's trying to trip us up, zigzagging while you're walking.
Yeah, which is fun.
I'm just looking forward to everything what's coming up in the next couple of months. There's some highs and lows, but we're getting there.
It takes time, but we're slowly
sorting things out.
Getting to where we need to be.
Yeah, I'm actually behind on my content because normally I'm like months behind, but for some reason this month I haven't really been live that much because where I've come up back up north to check some things out. Yeah, I totally forgot about, well, I haven't really forgot, I haven't had time to go live, and obviously, what with the podcast and that, this one, I forgot to do some a couple weeks ago, so now, this week, I will be doing quite a few to catch up on myself again. It won't take long, at all, and obviously, what with YouTube, not going live on there as much at the moment. Because trying to move and sort out things that you can't have it all the time, be live all the time because it's quite hard. Definitely me working full time and everything else, but you're still getting content out of me on a daily basis, which is quite good. Guys, I don't know if you noticed on my Twitter, I have stuck a couple on my Facebook about reptiles. Going extinct. Go and check out the articles on there. The articles will have a picture of a king cobra. Go and check the articles out, guys. Oh, a couple weeks ago we was in a pet shop up north. I won't name and shame, but one of Sophie's family members told us about they were selling illegal. Well, that wasn't illegal. They were selling crocodilian species without a license, which I found quite funny.
Oh yeah, is that the one there? Yeah, that wasn't, that's probably why it was closed, because it changed its name, didn't it?
Yeah, it changed its name. Obviously I'm not saying what name it is because I don't want them trying to sue me.
No,
it's not a good idea.
All you need to know is it's up north somewhere, it's in Teesside, and if people want to go and research them they can.
Yeah, I don't want to give a name out because just in case legal reasons and I end up getting sued. But yeah, it was quite funny. And I was actually, but the funny thing is they say to people one thing, like how big is the enclosure, but they're selling reptiles without a license. Like, come on. If you're going to do a business, do it properly.
Yeah, they didn't really, with said family member, they, she was just allowed to get like certain reptiles without being questioned if she's got the right enclosure or.
Yeah, it's
mad.
I can't believe there's people out there with pet shops like that actually do it. See, I wouldn't do a thing like that. I would like to be legit so no one ain't got nothing to come back on me for. Obviously, yes, I have to put up my hands when we started our website, which for some reason it's got taken down. We need to get in contact with them because we paid it all the way a year in advance.
Yeah, we paid the yearly fee and they've took the account off. They've took the website down.
Yeah, so we need to look into that. But I did say to you 2 days after that, because we was going to start selling spiders, but I didn't really think about it until 2 days afterwards that we're okay for selling them, but not on our website, because that'd be our business page for when we do get a license. We haven't got one just yet. We're still a hobbyist, but we're slowly going into a business. Obviously, most of you guys know about it. But yeah, me being an idiot, speeding things up, I had to take a thing down quite quick. I did have a little joke around about that.
What about?
The spiders on the website, which I didn't realise until 2 days later, what I could have had a massive fine.
Yeah. That was
getting a fine before even we started a business. No, it's okay to sell on like Morph Market, stuff like that. But if you're going to do it on a website, you have to have a license. So, yeah, some things that we have to be very careful with doing stuff like that. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up for this week. I did say it's completely random. Thing, and I will see you next week. Until then, take it easy, guys. Stay safe and keep discovering.